Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Damien Carbon. The record run of rate hikes are starting to take effect, with inflation falling again last month. It's now sitting at 6.8%. That's down from 7.4% in January. But the RBA wants to see the figure closer to 2 to 3%. More than 100 passengers have had to spend the night in Kalgoorlie's airport terminal after bad weather forced their Qantas flight from Brisbane to Perth to be diverted. A mechanical issue was then detected while the plane was being refuelled. A replacement aircraft has been sent in this morning. A boost for local manufacturing with the federal government's $15 billion National Reconstruction Fund passing through the Senate. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says it will help shore up supply chains and reduce our dependence on imports.
We have everything that goes into a solar panel. We have everything that goes into a battery. We should be making things here. And that is what this is about.
A new trial to cut the increasing amount of hospital ramping will roll out in Perth's north and eastern suburbs. Sick aged care residents will now get a phone consult to work out whether an ambulance is really needed. Health Minister Amber Jade Sanderson says a senior clinician will be on hand 24/7.
They'll also be able to either advise, come straight to the emergency department, or to provide a rapid appointment either that day or the next day.
Australia is poised to experience its biggest population surge in history. An extra 650,000 migrants and international students tipped to call our country home. In sport, Frio are keen to get back to playing the footy that saw them finish fifth last season. The Dockers searching for their first win of the year in Sunday's derby. Vice-captain Caleb Sarong says the players are well aware of what they need to do to improve.
As a collective, is that we're just not playing the footy that we believe we're capable of, and we're not even close to scratching the surface of that. And that's the disappointing thing. If you play your best footy and you get beaten by a better team, you can kind of cop that on the chin, but we just don't feel like we're giving ourselves best chance.
Over at West Coast, Elliot Yeo, Josh Rotham and Jai Cully will be tested at training this week.